With all the money that's being thrown at cancer, you'd think that things should be getting better, right? Not so. With very few exceptions, cancer rates are definitely on the increase. According to Statistics Canada, in the 1930s, 1 in 10 people contracted cancer. By the 1960s, it was 1 in 4. Today, that figure is 1 in 3. And certain cancers seem to have more dramatic increases than others do. In the last 30 years, Ontario government data shows a 100% increase in prostate cancer and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Perhaps the most startling is the 300% increase in testicular cancer in young men. Despite these increases, the bulk of our money is still going towards research and treatment. What we need to be focusing on is prevention. In Canada, less than 10% of research budgets focus on prevention. And when they do, they look at lifestyle choices, things like eating red meat, smoking, or sunbathing. But these types of cancer only represent a small portion of the total number of cancers reported each year. We're missing something much bigger. Since Rachel Carson first wrote Silent Spring in 1962, researchers have realized there's a link between cancer rates and pollution. The problem is there are so many chemicals that are known carcinogens, it's difficult to actually pinpoint a single cause. The International Joint Commission has linked things like dioxins and furans, PCBs and DDT to cancer, but they're just the tip of the iceberg. There are over 75,000 synthetic chemicals currently in use. If we really want to prevent cancer, then we need to start looking at what this toxic soup is doing to our environment. Look, the thought of getting cancer terrifies me. But what terrifies me even more is that it's some random evil thing that affects people without rhyme or reason. If what we're doing to the environment really is the cause for the dramatic increase in cancer rates, then we can do something about it. This isn't depressing. It's exciting. It's empowering. And it's about time.